Do you ever make noises instead of speaking? Hi there, I'm Maddie Anderson, and you're listening to Unlocked, your daily key to unlocking God's Word in your life. There are a number of noises that I make in place of talking. Sometimes it's sighing extra big and driving my office mate crazy. Other times it's this soft noise that I make in reaction to a TV show, something that makes me intrigued or sad. My body even involuntarily makes this noise when I've eaten too much dairy, where my throat creates this sort of ribbit sound. The people who know me best know my noises. My office mate knows that there's something on my mind and that I'm being pretty overdramatic about it when I sigh. My boyfriend knows that something has caught my attention when I make my little noise. My dad knows when I've eaten something I shouldn't when I make my little ribbit noise. And sometimes we don't need words to express how we feel. In fact, sometimes we can't even use them to express how we feel. And that's what today's Devo is all about. It's called At a Loss for Words by Allison Wilson Lee. Every time I called my dog's name, my family laughed. Now that I'm older, I understand why. I grew up near my Uncle Andy, who had a dog named Shep. I adored Uncle Andy and liked his dog too. But as a child, I couldn't pronounce Shep. Try as I might, the dog's name sounded like botch every time I spoke it. I understood the name, Shep. I just couldn't get the word out when I pronounced it. Have you ever tried to say what was on your mind but just couldn't seem to verbalize it? Have you ever felt this way in your prayers? Attempting to call out to God for what you love or a loved one needed, but just unable to form the right words? Throughout the Bible, we read about God's people crying out to Him in prayer. These believers showed a range of emotions as they talked with God about what they were going through and asked for answers to their problems. When we begin a relationship with God, He gives us that same privilege of prayer. We can enter a relationship with God by putting our trust in Jesus. He died and rose again to provide forgiveness for our sins and to adopt us as God's beloved children. In this relationship, we can freely approach God's throne through prayer. But what happens when we don't know what words to use as we speak to God? When we long to follow His call, in Lamentations 2:19, to pour out your heart like water in the presence of the Lord, but we can't find the vocabulary? There's good news. God the Holy Spirit prays to God the Father on our behalf. The Spirit intercedes, asking the Father for what we need. And Jesus, God the Son, also talks to the Father for us. In our prayers, we're not on our own. We can rest in the knowledge that Jesus and the Holy Spirit both pray for us, and God knows our hearts better than we know ourselves. So let's talk about this a little bit more together. What concerns or needs are weighing on your heart today? Do you feel like you can pray about them? How could it be comforting to remember that God knows all our thoughts and needs before we say a word? How could this free us to talk to God without pressure? As you and I can read in Romans 8:26, in the same way, the Spirit helps us in our weakness. We do not know what we ought to pray for, but the Spirit Himself intercedes for us through wordless groans. Now, I'd encourage you to read in your Bible, Romans 8:26-27, as well as 31-34, to keep God's Word alive in your life. Unlocked is a resource of Keys for Kids Ministries. Has the Lord been teaching you something new recently? Well, we want to hear about it. Head over to unlocked.org and check out our writer's guidelines to find out how you can write for us. But until then, I'm Natty, encouraging you to live life unlocked, opening the door to God's Word in your life.